Bob's Meteorology works on four levels. On the first level, the most complex, the formal level, it's programming our sensory environments. For example, we programmed visual space for 300 years under printing press conditions. Mm-hmm. Then we brought in acoustic space retrieval with radio, and then tactile space with television. So, and that's tactility, television. So you're working with the tactile sensory environment.
Okay, that's number one.
That's the first level, the most general sensory programming of population. The second level of Bob's Meteorology is controlling, it's basically advertising. But we call it advertising and programming, or advertising and then the show or the information. But from the perspective of the first level, they merge. But on the second level of Bob's Meteorology, it's programming media content, mm-hmm. which is usually a previous environment.
Mm-hmm.
So that's all I'll say about that level. The third level is bureaucratic Meteorology, which largely consists of Big Brother work, what Orwell tried to whistleblow on with 1984. That is basically assassinations, political smear jobs, framings, sort of battles behind the scenes.
Now we're getting interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now that's the third level of programming. And then the fourth level is what I'm an expert at, is collective clairvoyance. And that is the sum of the first three levels that are creating a synergistic effect, greater than the sum of the parts, that is the result, day in, day out, of what all these various levels of programming contribute to.
Okay, so what you're
talking about, the fourth level is the final level.
And when you say clairvoyance, does that mean that through nothing else other than the activity of the mind, you can direct all of these three levels to one point of interest, to one aim, one collective goal?
Well, if you think of mind as inside your skull, then you're limiting. That's a Western cultural percept. ESP is gesture as well. Mm-hmm. It's actually using all your faculties, so that tactility, comprehensive tactility, would be complex clairvoyance. And this is the effect of crowds and individuals intermingling. I guess the best images of that are fractals.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be an approximation.
That's
of
a computer-generated image that has a kind of infinity to it.
Yeah, the same order. It keeps appearing while there's amazing detail, variety. So that is an approximate visual image in motion of the sum total of history and evolution.
Yeah, but we're distracted more, I think, by the third level than by anything else, because the third level drives the other two minor levels. Okay, so, I mean, let's take an example like JFK, the movie. What's going on there? Give us a media conscious analysis of what's happening.
Because we're in the, if you follow the chart on Bob's Meteorology, you see from 1977 to 1990, you have, you lock down mythic government warfare, and you have as the cover universal government warfare. But from 1990 to 2020, you have holopathic retrievals, where you lock down Bob Rule and mythic government warfare. The mythic government, a government is any environment.
Yeah.
Not just bureaucracy or parliaments. So you have all the mixed corporate media, which I referred to earlier, battling as a fake, while the real action is a new world order or lockdown.
Mm-hmm.
Now, George Bush is bringing in the new world order as a kind of new centralized control of the whole planet, offering each culture in a decentralized front to have their own
room. But nobody buys that. I mean,
this is the point, is that he is attempting the pink version of Bob Rule lockdown, whereas the real complex clairvoyance, which I'm accomplishing and bringing in the new solar order, is what's really going to happen between 1990 to 2020. Now, holopathic retrievals is, because everything disappeared, as the first cut says, just for simplicity, by 1990, we have nothing but retrievals. But they are hologramic and homeopathic. Now, homeopathy deals with the dilution of environments, and so the more you do with less, the more potent it is. Do you know about homeopathy? Have you ever heard of that medicine?
Yeah, it's like when you eat a herb or something because you have a toothache.
No, you don't use a herb. It's that diluted version of the essence of the herb.
Okay.
So that it's almost, you're almost eating nothing. Mm-hmm. It's a little drop. Well, in other words, it's Bucky Fuller's principle, etherealization. You do more with less. So this is a 200-year-old medicine. So you take a retrieval of any event in history, and JFK is a retrieval of that 1963 paradigm,
mm-hmm.
and it's retrieved as an event, picking the right American biased medium, movies. That is America's cultural medium, movie.
Mm-hmm.
So the JFK revelations never had any power when written in a book. like Mark Lane's books and these things.
Or Don DeLillo, even.
Right.
Okay.
But you take America and its own bias and put that, what is in books, and put it in movie form, it communicates. But it's a tiny event that shook up all the American culture, Hollywood and Washington.
Yeah, but so where did the event come from? Where did the
event... came from 1963. It's a retrieval, but it's a diluted, holeopathic input into the mixed corporate media interaction. So it's a figure in this ground. And this figure, because it's so tiny, it's one isolated political event. There have been so many assassinations, which I was involved in from before 63 and after. I mean, I was involved with Martin Luther King and George Wallace. That is only one assassination of the hundreds that have happened since 1963.
Okay, what I want to know is not really...
why is that one retrieved?
Well, that's what my question to you is. Why is it that this particular assassination, who is orchestrating the fact that the American imagination is so caught up in something that happened 30 years ago? I mean, who is behind the fact that we can't get over this mystery?
Because we never left 1945, so you have to understand that we've just been running in the same spot, as the quote in the CD says, and layering information over on information. So the principle from Finnegan's Wake is past times become past times.
Mm-hmm.
So we now have a whole bunch of historical events since 1945 on record in all different media. These can be replayed for the population's nostalgia or a sense of involvement.
Why 45? What happened in 45?
That was when history ended with the exclamation point of the atomic bomb. That was the end of linear history, because the atomic bomb was the flip from mechanical weaponry into software weaponry. And because the atomic bomb created decentralized warfare where you really couldn't control it, you had to bring in real control, and it made war obsolete.
Mm-hmm.
So in that sense, the conflict of warring factions ended in 1945 once the world was inside the atomic bomb environment. You see what I mean? Because it's so decentralized, it had to be controlled.
Right. So our perception of all time since then is no longer linear. We don't see it in segments. We see it what? Sequentially? We see it... how do we see it then? We see it as little fragments that we replay over and over again?
Well, rock and roll and pop culture has been trying to mirror the training of the population's perception of the TV effect, so that the discontinuous, multi-leveled, acoustic simultaneity of the environment since 1945 is the closest that tactile man can come to, because it's ear. It's still near the head, the ear and the eye. But the tactility is that we are merged into the mosaic screen of the TV mesh with the pulsating dots, which you don't exist. I mean, the closest image you can get, I guess, is electrons and neutrons, or some kind of atomic entities. So we retrieve all the mythic stages, movies, books, newspaper, and the content therein from history as something to live in.
Mm.
So that JFK was the first fake president of the United States as a media image. And because he was using the TV medium, it threatened certain other media. So other media establishments had to get rid of him. But because we're in the post-TV age, we now can realize the full behind-the-scenes action mm-hmm. of the TV age, mm. and the key figure for that would be JFK and Marilyn Monroe and mm-hmm. what happened to them. So we retrieve it as a form of content, the second-level media ecology, to wallow in and pretend we're learning new things from.
And this is probably why something like the New World Order doesn't work, because there's no sort of TV image to equivalate it, to make it understandable, to allow us to drink it in. And therefore we know, if you can't show us on TV the New World Order, that it's probably not real.
Well, it's already here. Since all cultures are the content, when a German watches a Canadian program, the content is German, because he brings his cultural preference and bias into it. So the user is the content. We already have this massive interplay that my colleagues and I do in the Secret Council 10 of making sure each mythic stage, each technological environment has a chance to function. All right, with that mixed corporate media interplay, the anarchy of different cultures responding to this is already allowed to happen. It's a decentralized ecology.
Mm.
So the problem with the pink ecology of George Bush is, of course, you can't impose an image on it because it's invisible.
But is George Bush more pink than the people he's talking to? I mean, is he that far out of it? Or the guy used to be the director of the CIA. You'd think that he would know something about what's going on.
No, the CIA is a puny organization compared to the DIA and institutions you never heard of that manufactured the AIDS virus. I mean, I don't even think George Bush knew that. He only worked at a certain level. I mean, it's his own personal ambition to become president of the United States, because in his limited view, he thought that was the most powerful position, but he didn't know.
But the people know. I mean, the people in the United States know how pink the guy is, right?
Right. But the people aren't listening. The audience has disappeared for George Bush. It's disappeared for all the media.
Disappeared for the Cosby Show?
No, it's disappeared for everybody.
Yeah, okay.
The planet has been absorbed, as you see here. Even the universe has been absorbed. That's why the crop circles are showing up. The aliens are having a bit of an identity crisis, so they want to communicate to us because they've been subsumed in the electronic merging.